The next podcast we're going to look at in the Christianity Practices series focuses on pilgrimage. Now, pilgrimage is a type of journey made for religious reasons, alone or with others. In Islam, Hajj, the fifth pillar, is a compulsory pilgrimage to Mecca to visit the Kaaba. However, in Christianity, pilgrimage is not compulsory. However, some Christians like to take part in pilgrimages to strengthen their faith and belief in Christ and in God. So Christians go on a pilgrimage to grow closer to God, to strengthen their faith, express sorrow for sin, seek forgiveness, reflection, seek a cure for an illness, or help others. There are three different places that Christians may go on in terms of a pilgrimage. The first is to Lourdes. Now, Lourdes is in the southwest of France. In 1858, a young girl named Bernadette had visions of Mary in a grotto cave near the river. Bernadette spoke of praying with a rosary, with Mary who looked lovingly upon her. Mary told Bernadette to dig for a spring of water, which was discovered to have healing properties. Bernadette was dismissed by the local community and ignored. However, sometime later, when they did dig where the area is, they found the spring of water. Now thousands of pilgrims visit Lourdes to pray at the grotto where Mary appeared and recite the rosary together, and to bathe in the water where it is claimed 67 miracles and over 6,000 other cures have taken place. Another place that Christians may visit for a pilgrimage is a place called Iona, which is in the west coast of Scotland. It is said here where a place where the spiritual world and the physical world meet. Many people go to Iona to be close to those who've passed away. Another place of pilgrimage for Christians is to visit the city of Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem is a very holy place for both Jews, Muslims, and Christians. For Christians, it's a very holy place because this is the place where Jesus was crucified on the cross. It is also the place where he was resurrected and where he had his ministry. So therefore, many Christians like to visit Jerusalem, to visit the place where Christ was crucified, where the place where Christ's tomb was, and to visit some of the places that maybe Jesus practiced in.